News Report 3. The world's largest aircraft has taken to the skies for the first time. The Airlander 10 spent nearly 2 hours in the air, having taken off from Cardington Airfield in Bedfordshire. During its flight, it reached 3,000 feet and performed a series of gentle turns, all over a safe area. The aircraft is massive, as long as a football field and as tall as 6 double-decker buses, and capable of flying for up to 5 days. It was first developed for the US government as a long-range spy aircraft, but was abandoned following budget cutbacks. The aircraft cost £25 million and can carry heavier loads than huge jet planes, while also producing less noise and emitting less pollution. The makers believe it's the future of aircraft, and one day we'll be using them to go places. But there's still a long way to go. The Airlander will need to have 200 hours flying time before being allowed to fly by the Aviation Administration. If it passes, though, we can hope we'll all get some extra leg room.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What do we learn about the first flight of the Airlander 10? Question 6. What caused the U.S. government to abandon the Airlander 10 as a spy aircraft? Question 7. What is the advantage of the Airlander 10 over huge jet planes?